You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We are talking to Mike Snow, the founder of Boston Calling this evening. He'll be calling in about 30 minutes. Until then, though, we're going to be playing some music for y'all. And we're going to be talking about some very, 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 very exciting news. 2 weeks ago, we did something crazy. Crazy. I can't stress it enough. We recorded 24 songs in 24 hours with 24 different artists. No joke. We start at 11 a.m. with Paranom, then Prano, Mertz, Rael, Lotus Taylor, Macedo, Rex, Tayshawn Taylor, Chronic Tone, Noel Poncho, Bakari JB, Mo Pope, Bug Out, Notoriety, Ant Thomas, Seti Zoo, Bad Decisions Collective, Casso, Time and Lep, Darius Haywood, Mike Wing, M. Dot, Tim Nyan, and we closed it all out with Cody Pope. 24 hours of music, 24 artists in a row. We were not only on time, we ended early. Everyone came through and crushed. I cannot believe how hard everyone went. It's honestly an honor, and I'm just overwhelmed by the whole thing. But Thursday, 2 days from now, is the release party. That's at Union in Somerville, in Union Square. The venue's called Union, U-N-I-U-N. The square is called Union. 13 Sanborn Court. It's 18 plus. It starts at 7 p.m. It's over early. It only goes till 11. But Cantina La Mexicana around the corner. Show your ticket, get a free beer. So that's the pre and post party over there. It's going to be dope. I can't wait for you guys to hear this album. It's crazy. It's the hardest thing coming out. Like, it's really wild. So hope to see you all there on Thursday. If not, definitely check our Instagram. That's at LFOD Radio. We've been posting behind the scenes stuff. And I think we're going to do a preview of the album in our story probably Wednesday, just to get people hyped for it. Maybe even during the day Thursday. I don't know. We'll have to see what's up. But it's really something special. LFODradio.com is where you can find out all the info. And you can hear past podcasts. Still Gold, who we had in recently. We're going to play a record by them right now. And we'll be back in a little bit. Like I said, we got Mike Snow, Boston Calling, co-founder, calling in. So we're going to talk to him about a few things that's going on. Boston Calling's crazy this year. 3 days. And some of the biggest acts you can imagine, so we'll get into that. But this is Hold On, featuring April Stanford and Roy Hutchinson. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
From a problem, Trump, plummet, rock bottom, love cocaine, chunks of John Bottom, face. never take the crown. They can never take the crown. They can never take the crown. They can never take the crown.
Millimeter X, Mr. Rex, greatest unknown in the flesh. Sun zone with the best. get swept under rug, underground, call me Dick Doug. Isn't this what they wanted? Conniption when spitting the Beantown edition. Police with the mission, oh please won't you listen. I squeeze from the lip and blast off like a clip in my innards. Eat rappers for dinner, they be soft, and it raises my blood pressure. Hush ya, motherfucker, mouth talk, it's to the mouth. Friend P, Uncle Rex, and I'm out.
Isn't this what they wanted? For me to exercise the whole track like it's haunted. Man of my word, I told y'all I keep my promise. And it's hard to slow down when you're moving supersonic. Hypertension, 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 hypertension.
Special, I never thought anything of it. Just want the best for you and your family. Her Grammy used to tell me things ain't what they seem. Visions blurring and she's slipping off that balance beam. She's telling everybody she's living that lavish life. She got that appetite for going out, and half the night she's spending it drinking her friends. And I'm thinking it's more than that. Escapes the world when she shuts her eyes, ignores the past. So more or less it's seeming that she's dreaming. Ends up leaving her high school before graduation. She has no patience, aggravation is building to the ceiling. The feeling of dealing with the judgment, yo, she's not the same. She wants to stop the pain, so she finds a proper name. Packs a bag and hops a plane. She goes by something different, thinking it'll make a living. But it's more than that, shuts her eyes, ignores the past. It's over quickly, he's in and out, wants a quickie. Mama's calling, but it's busy. Voice box no longer says Chrissy. She's dizzy and confused, no longer sips the booze. It's something more than that, chops it up and snorts it back. It's comfort and it numbs her, it's something she sort of lacks. Tough though to get more relaxed when barely can afford the packs. So she stopped selling her body, now it's more than sex. She's feeling like an object, they fill up her stomach. She wants to vomit to stop it, but they keep on proceeding. The beating's increasing, she's bleeding and crying, believing she's dying. She shuts her eyes, ignores the past, but it's more than that. He smiles as he dumps the powder in the mix and pours the glass. She can't ignore the scratch, the fiend is perpetuated. She dreams to be less sedated, her screaming is gently faded. She's all alone again, this secretion now coats her skin. She tries to phone her friend, the pop says she's not home till 10. She's knowing that her friend's at the prom, it's something she's missing. They're pissing on her body, her mission was find the body. Now she's the center of it, feeling like these men will love her. Let cement in the rubber, defenses under the covers. Her mother used to tell her, bring an umbrella whenever, if ever. She felt the weather change, now it's pouring rain. The pills no longer help to distract and ignore the pain. She makes the needle the prescription in the fetal position. 2 feet on ignition, she's dreaming and wishing for a better life, anything not quite like this. Shuts her eyes, escapes the world when she slices her wrist.
I feel deserted and I'm sinking in.
We'll be right back. suffered enough pain, but I took too much to numb it. Nauseous, I vomit, watched me falling as I plummet. Thought I got to the summit, what was it? Mirage so real, thought I could touch it. It wasn't, I'm stubborn, hate to admit that I'm lost. Like a husband, his wife in the front seat of the car. I'm bugging, shuffling through my thoughts. Too many lies to decipher, my mind in a vice grip. I'm hyper, lazy at the same time. Yeah, crazy, I know, ain't I? Still, I'm trying my best, that's all I ever give. Still, I fall like eyelids off them sedatives. Like I'm falling to my death, but they gon' let me live. Or maybe it's all in my head, caught up in that Tom Pettiness. Free falling like I float through the air like no physics existed. When will I land? Plans will be plans, but only in the hands of the man will there ever friction. That's when the rubber meets the road, and I forgot to wear a rubber. Life me so cold, gave birth to my burdens. Only thing that I know for certain is nothing's for certain. So when she leave, I keep it moving, but what other choice do I have? Yeah, cause I'm the voice of the sad, the mad, the hopeless. I crashed, at last thought I hit the ground, but I was only touching clouds. Guess I'm never coming down, forever falling to my death, until my very last breath. I'm asking,
to be, you make all of me shine a little. what you do to me. Take my very best, bring it out beautifully. Normal words, how you play sound new to me. Every mannerism stick like glue to me. And quite truthfully, bid them adieu if it's you and me. Ain't nothing to it, every dude can get the eulogy. Cause what we doing's on a whole nother cool degree. Levitate into space when we shoot debris. As of late though, you ducking on a unity. Now you never come around like truancy. Why you got me trying to figure out the foolery? Know full well I'll handle a duck ruthlessly. Racing after basics, think prudently. I hate to see you waste your ingenuity. Through time's test, I will always love you best. In this lifetime and the next. Let me tell you what you do to me. Take my very best, bring it out beautifully. No more words, how you play sound new to me. Every mannerism stick like glue to me.
That was Ray L, Where Are You, produced by Tom Misch. Ray L is one of 24 artists that will be on this brand new album we're putting out, 24 and 24. We recorded it all in 24 hours. 24 artists, 24 songs, 24 hours at the Bridge Sound and Stage last weekend. Release party is this Thursday, April 6th. 7 p.m. at Union, UNIUN in Somerville. That's 13 Sanborn Court, Somerville, Mass. 02143. We got Mike Snow, co-founder of Boston calling in real soon. I got to find a better way to say that so I'm not doubling up on the calling, but he'll be calling in very shortly. In the meantime, we're going to play a record by another artist on 24 and 24, another New Hampshire artist. All the New Hampshire cats went in. Rael, Cody Pope, and this guy right here, Mike Wing. This one's called OK Now. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I hope you have a nice life.
Wait, what? Hold on. Tell the story again. I don't remember.
The
what
whole
happened?
Thing?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Seem up. Got the keys to my Beamer. Oh my bad, my bank account is zero. Nothing in my money clip, but I got a honey dip. This that funky shit. When you gon' be famous is what they been asking me. I could break the internet like Kim's air cheeks. Just gotta work the pen fastly. On my way home in a taxi, I'm trying to get happy. Not worrying about who seem the coolest, who need to shoot in. About how my old girl look like me, Lacunis. I'm trying to build a team of Buddhists who see the movement. And that's when they said, fuck Mike Wing. Just another pipe dream. Where if every move I make ain't the right thing, then it's all wasted. A lot of these faces looking saw-tasted, but I'm patient. Okay now, got a lot of problems, but it's okay now. Okay now, so okay now. Just a monkey in the jungle, but I'm okay now. Okay now, so okay now. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. It's okay now, okay now. No time for my girl, I gotta save the world, and it's okay now. You talk about it, but you don't be about it. I'm so nice, sorry if I mean about it. See, I'm a judgmental hypocrite, 100 levels into this. So why charge extra if you hopping on me? Like a burrito with the guacamole. Lady, only see foes, hope you not in my seat. Cause innocence, if you lose your innocence, then you always innocent. These the problems that I'm living with. All I see is savages in fact. And a lot of bad people getting patted on their back. So let me rap you some happy words, then later I can tap it like Flappy Bird. We can hug and kiss, but you gotta dab me first. I hit the button, have them shaking like bad seizures. I never die early, it's only 5:30. And these guys thirsty, eyes pearly, jive turkeys. Okay now, got a lot of problems, but it's okay now. Okay now, so okay now. Just a monkey in the jungle, but I'm okay now. Okay now, so okay now. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. It's okay now. Okay now, no time for my girl. I gotta save the world, and it's okay now. I hope you didn't get used to me yet. It takes no time or money, I just choose to. to be fresh since New Jabee's death. Been crafting more spirit than when two MCs mesh in pursuit of these quests. I'm peeing gold after I've been drinking ale. GMO rappers get a singing deal. I promise that wing is real, but I'm old school like Palestine, hoping that my spitting sells. Broken at the wishing well, so I gotta give them hell since nobody got dough to pay the Christian bill. Fellas grab a spliff of L, ladies grab a Chippendale, cause when I rhyme a verse it's y'all time to purge. And I step up in the place like hello B. I'm just trying to be a legend like Ed OG. Used to like my girls thinking Jello B. Ooh, baby, let me smell those feet. Okay now, got a lot of problems, but it's okay now. Okay now, so okay now. Just a monkey in the jungle, but I'm okay now. Okay now, so okay now. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. It's okay now, okay now. No time for my girl, I gotta save the world, and it's okay now. It's okay now. Shout out to ETS, Superhero Flow. It's okay now.
I plan on staying, so please don't call him your ex again.
Wait up.
What part of your life did he represent? You were making a smooth transition from lame to excellence. Ever since I've been round, it's more than evident. Your confidence is rocking, and I'm Howard and Harden-ish. Back to our partnership more. So where we started with can be the perfect gentleman, but you gon' have to pardon this. Off whoever's causing you confusion, and never let an amateur artist draw conclusions. Make everything look perfect as part of the illusion, cause you never wanna get burnt by a fire that you fuel it. When we feuding, it's other people's amusement, but I don't find it funny at all. To me, it's stupid. I was so wrapped up on being my own Cupid, trying to strike this off-skin girl I went to school with. She wore 5 1/2 and boys, hats off the hook. I'm in love with her mind, you're in love with her looks. You hope she a freak, I'm hoping she cook. You calling her weird, she's misunderstood. But opposites attract and I'm a Sagittarius. I would ask you for a chance, but baby, that ain't fair. I take the opportunity soon as that shit appear. Soon as that nigga slip up, I'll be there.
Wait, I wanna be the one to hold you down. I ain't talking about no weights. Fate has followed us around like a tail ever since the first date. My mind playing tricks on me, cause the tricks that I'm playing with don't really mean this shit to me. My indecisions often turn the riffs for me, like a jazz band, a has been. Specifically, you've upgraded A4 to A8 since he was Audi though. Past indiscretions, you'll probably know. Honest with my dirt, cause gourmets can turn to sloppy joes. I wanna get to ice hockey flow. Talking phonetically, not rushing the destiny. You just ought to know. But all of enough, it don't matter. Her mind misplaced chatters, rumors. Been there before, she wore 5 1/2 and boys. Ass off the hook, I'm in love with her mind. You in love with her looks. You hope she a freak, I'm hoping she cooks. You calling her weird, she's misunderstood. Aaliyah, I'm not lying, you got something fierce. You got nothing to prove, I got something to share. Don't get it confused, you were not a puppeteer. But when you call my name, I'll be there.
All right, we're back, and we have Mike Snow from Boston calling on the air with us. How's it going, Mike?
Everything's well. I'm in the other, you know, not as cool part of my life where I have screaming kids running around.
Oh, no. It's all about balance, right?
That's right. That's right. That's what makes everything good. You know, you get to do, you know, two things you love at once.
Perfect. Perfect. So Boston calling, this is number 8, and it's easily the biggest one yet. You guys started in 2013. You did 2 shows a year. And then this year you blew it wide open with this three-day Harvard show. You moved out of City Hall Plaza. Was this, what's it, what are you feeling like right now?
I guess, you know, currently feeling really good. I think being a little nervous, a little anxious is always helpful, you know, when you've got to do something important. You know, thankfully, you know, the lineup is solid as hell. No problems there. You know, all the correspondence that goes into like planning a great show when you deal with all the artists is functioning the way it should. You know, great relationship with the site and our creative director and like really getting in deep on the little cubby holes that we want to bring to life over there. And then, you know, the rest of it is just keeping track of everybody, making sure you got all the people in the right places and you have like a killer schedule, you know, from start to finish to build this thing and give everybody who's coming exactly what they want.
Right, right, right. Who are you most excited to see?
You know, me as a person who doesn't work for this company, it's Converge. I mean, I have seen them, you know, countless times and was all, you know, into, you know, punk and hardcore and stuff growing up and still am. So, you know, I never thought, you know, the last seven Boston Callings and, you know, sort of the direction of the festival we put out would ever sort of allow, you know, a band like Converge or Tool or even Piebald, you know, to take the stage. So, yeah, I mean, Converge is sort of number one. And then, you know, from if you want to kind of fit it back into this like alt indie genre, which, you know, we've currently, you know, not intentionally gone down that path, but we think it functions, you know, well in this city and well for the festival. And it's probably Sigur Rós. You know, that's just one of those bands that you can't explain why you like them. You know, it just kind of makes you feel good at the end of the day. So I definitely have never seen them live. So that's one of those things you like cross off like your big bucket list, I think.
I was really surprised to see them on the lineup, to be honest. They're a mystery band like that. So you guys did a good job grabbing large yet sort of off the radar bands that weren't popping up on the traditional festival circuit. They were one of them for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of those scenarios where, you know, you got to look and you got to make sure everything's all set and you got to really curate a lineup.
Right. So on that note, I have a few questions. So one is, this is a huge concept you guys have. How and why did you come up with this idea, and what's sort of the vision behind Boston Calling? Like, what are the goals of this festival?
Well, my partner Brian and I had been working for a media company, you know, owned a radio station, magazine, newspaper for years, you know, and it was really sort of, you know, why do we have to travel for this? Why do I got to go to Delaware or California or Chicago when this is such a music town? Like, why isn't this here? You know, so I think that's really where the inception of the idea came from, was like, I don't know, man, like there's tons of shows, right? There's tons of different size venues to play. Like, why can't we all come together as a community and do this? So that's definitely where it all started. You know, on the funny side of it, you know, or the funny business side of it to us, it was that, you know, when you work in your job or my job, you know, it takes underwriting and it takes sponsors and things like that to get things done. And we looked at this as an answer to that problem for a media company. Now, you know, we inevitably went out on our own to do it without the media company, but, you know, that's where it all started.
Nice, nice. So, and you have these acts that are, like you said, very scattered, like a Converge. I wouldn't even shout to them for even still being at it after all these years. They've been crazy consistent. What is your approach to picking acts?
I mean, well, it's systematically, it's like you want it to feel like, you know, somebody went into a record store and bought five or six of their favorite records, you know? You know, so if you got 45 bands and, you know, you made nine different people on paper, you're like, that's what you want it to feel like for that many people. And, you know, you could do the math any which way you want. You know, some of it is, you know, we've got a booker in-house. We work with Aaron Dessner from The National, you know, and there's a lot of goals that we want to accomplish with every festival. When you look at the artists, you know, there's certain things that we want to showcase. There's certain things happening in the industry that you're like, man, this is the next thing or this is the thing right now. So you got to really find a balance in between all of those different features, I think, to put a lineup together. You know, I worked for a radio station for 10 years and consider myself damaged good. So I'm not on the forefront of the booking team, and I'm happy to say so. It's like, I give those guys all the credit in the world for sorting through all of this and making it feel special every time.
For sure. along those lines, and I, you said the community aspect of this, getting a community feel. What about curating at a local level? There's a few local bands on it, and so what do you look for curating there? Like if there's a New England band who is like, I want to get involved with Boston Calling, what are you guys looking for to really reach down and grab that, aside from that larger national pool of acts?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year with, you know, having, you know, last time going from 22 bands and going to 45, I mean, we had greater flexibility. You know, we've got great historical and new talent around here. So when you look at what we're doing now, you know, forget Converge for a second because they replaced a band who dropped off. But, you know, the selection was Piebald and, you know, Buffalo Tom, you know, scene veterans in both regards. And then you had, you know, up and comer, you know, Cousin Stiz. You had Hotelier from out in Worcester, you know, and I don't know. You just kind of look at it and you look at different show postings. You get out, you see some bands. You look at your day, you know, you look at your day by days and say, you know, what do we feel like this day needs? You know, we booked Michael Christmas last year, you know, Boston hip hop guy, and he's doing great. And his set was just so killer. And it was like, man, when you showed up, you know, Sunday and he kicked off that day, you're like, that's what you need, right? You get this great high energy guy. It wasn't that he was local. It was the right act at the right time. So right. A lot of this is like what slot you have available for how many hours you have in the day, along with what does the whole day feel like and what do you think it needs. They're all shots in the dark, you know, and you know, some days look great on paper, and historically, you know, they just kind of felt maybe a little too rock or a little too sleepy or a little too EDM, you know, and you got to keep balancing that along the way. You learn from past shows and you learn from past festivals, and you make your plan from there. There's no science or no spreadsheet gives you the answer.
Yeah, it's a tough balance. I'm real interested to see how Weezer transitions into Tool on Sunday night, for example.
Yeah. I mean, in, you know, there's a Major Lazer component in there, you know. That
yeah,
like,
right.
You know, we'll kick the day off, and you know, that Sunday is so funny, right? Because Friday is, like, so full of energy, and we're expanding the programming on Friday, so it'll have a different feel this year. Saturday is always just like full tilt party all day. And then Sunday, if you program something a little laid back, you know, throughout the middle part of the day, it actually like hurts you. You need that perfect artist to get everybody like back into the fold of like, okay, it's day three. I can do this again because that band was amazing.
Right.
You know, there's not a curated food menu that puts you back in that place, in my opinion. It's a band.
Right.
So we look at a lot of that all the way down to the day by day and the hours, you know, and past festivals, when did people arrive and what's the perfect slot? Our first festival, Bad Rabbits, kicked the entire thing off. And it kind of, that feeling is, it was cold, it was rainy, it was kind of like today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's gross.
and they kicked it off, you know, and then, you know, on that first day was Matt and Kim too, you know, and it's like, you got lucky. You had bad weather, but high energy bands, you know. So sometimes it's a little bit of luck, and that's what makes memories out of these entire experiences, you know.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. I know there's going to be a ton of memories. One more thing, just to get back to real quick. We asked a lot of people who were connected with, you know, different questions they might have for you. And I know it's a huge festival, and not to harp on the local thing, but a lot of people were wondering about if there are ideas to maybe. I don't know how into the scene you are anymore. Like you said, you have kids and a lot going on, but there's a crazy level of talent in New England right now that a lot of people aren't aware of. Do you have plans to maybe, I don't know, a spinoff or another stage or something to highlight that in the future, or working with more like urban media companies or like in Boston, like getting more of the community involved in it? Is there a plan for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough question for us. You know, we get it a lot, and you know, I've lived here my whole life and was certainly, like I said, sort of part of like a more underground scene around here that's never really gotten its spotlight.
Right.
Positively, you know,
that's the story up here, you know?
Yeah. And so, I think it's unfair personally in a festival world to sort of slot up a stage and say, this is the local stage, right? Like, I don't think you're doing the band's justice there. I would much rather, you know, look at our three stages, you know, and slot the appropriate talent like in the appropriate holes. And when you can draw local, listen, it's better for everybody. it's a PR piece for us. It's great to support the local scene, and we try to do it as much as humanly possible. I know you're not talking about like a Buffalo Tom, you know, but there's some of those bands, Dinosaur Jr., you know, Jay Giles even, you know, and right. You don't want to put those guys on at 3 o'clock, you know, but I can't give them like an 8 o'clock slot and survive from a business sense, you know, right. I'm trying to, you know, pull back the curtain here a little bit. These aren't excuses. We certainly, you know, hear a lot from the community ourselves, you know, there should be more local bands on this bill, more local bands. And we don't disagree. You know, at the end of the day, it is a business and it's highly curated. And, you know, people come from all over the country to our event, you know, thankfully.
Right.
This year over year. And, you know, it's like, sure, you want to show them some of Boston, but you also want to show them the best show possible. And, you know, that's not always humanly possible with the bands we have around here, as good as they all are. So we do think about it a lot. I think, me personally, you know, putting me on the spot, I think a local stage is sort of unfair, and it doesn't give the bands a fair shake. That's a crappy answer to, you know, something everybody's trying to do right, in my opinion.
I would tend to agree. I'd be more a fan of working them into it, you know, so you see a band, you're like, whoa, I've never heard of them. You know, that was amazing. And then, oh, they're next door. I can see them, you know, every 2 months at the Middle East or whatever. So that's cool. I appreciate you answering that, because I'm sure you get that a lot. So I wanted to, you know, get that out. So now there's a record of, you know, what you guys are up to with that.
You know, we commonly work with the guys over at the Sinclair and the Great Scott, you know, year over year. We've worked with those guys to do after parties, you know, where we can slot some additional, you know, local talent. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know, where somebody might say, well, you know, that's not an answer. That's not at the festival. And that's true. But, you know, we look at the whole project from start to finish as, you know, an entire complete circle. And, In some instances, we are still giving, you know, a local band a great spotlight at a sold-out Sinclair gig when they normally play a sold-out Great Scott gig, you know? So that's 300 or 400 extra sets of ears that maybe never heard him before. And, you know, as they continue to work harder, we'll work harder to get them on the bill.
I'm with it. And you do a lot of nonprofit work, though. Could you want to talk about that a little bit? Because I know you guys work with the Children's Hospital, I believe.
Yeah, we've worked at Children's Hospital in the past. You know, this year we're going to work with Music Drives Us a little bit and sort of fund local high school, you know, music projects. It's one of those things that it's great because we've got a big public forum. You know, it's something that we can always work into the fold. You know, for us, the Children's Hospital piece, you know, was nice year over year because we did it at the music therapy level. And again, you know, this year I think, you know, shifting a little bit over to the Music Drives Us piece, you know, they've done, you know, an amazing amount getting instruments, you know, in kids' hands and in communities all over, you know, Massachusetts and New England. So, it's great. You know, makes you kind of feel good at the end. And it's like you got this big spotlight. You might as well use it for a little bit of everything.
Right. I mean, I can't believe what you guys have done with this. I mean, when I saw the lineup drop, it was, I mean, legit, it's better than most of the festivals that have been announced and were announced at the time. So it's crazy to see Boston on that list, and you know, we're bringing it up here, you know, we've got,
yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean, we're super humbled. I think you know, in when we took last September off, you know, the intention was to be able to funnel all of that energy into making this one you know, as great as it could be. So yeah, we got a lot to live up to in years two and three here, but hey, focus on year one while it's good, right?
Yeah, right. I'm real excited. One more thing, I do not know what is going on with this Natalie Portman experience. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we're still putting it all together. Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, it's, you know, we're working with her to sort of curate a film experience and really, you know, really bring a different element. Really bring a different element to the entire festival and try something a little bit different, you know, work it into the fold and show some films. I mean, your big festivals, you know, Bonnaroo and Lala and ACL Coachella have already, you know, from time to time done a film experience this, and this is one we wanted to bring, you know, to a curatorial, you know, level. She's an alum from Harvard and all the pieces sort of lined up there.
So will this be like in the middle of the performances, or it will be in a separate area? Is it going to be between bands? Like, I'm a little curious about that.
Yeah, we'll take over Bright Hockey Arena. We haven't sort of formally released a schedule yet, but this will be sort of inside, you know, in an enclosed space so that we can actually make a film experience out of something that wouldn't previously be one. So, yeah, it'll be another unique touch point that maybe somebody, you know, will come out a little earlier to take in a film. Maybe, you know, somebody will want to break, you know, from 27 bands and suck in a film before the next, you know, the next 15. You know, we don't really know. It's fun to try these different things out when you have a large palette to work with.
I'm real excited, Mike. I'm real excited for this. It's going to be a great weekend. Hopefully I run into you there. Are you going to be there all weekend, or are the kids coming?
Yeah.
What's your plan? Did you get a sitter?
Thankfully, I have the kids usually show up before doors open, and we do, you know, rides in the golf carts and the gators and things. That's all they want to do. They just want to drive off the curbs in the golf cart type of thing. But yeah, no, man, I've been there, you know, like 12 days straight, you know, basically first one in, last one to leave. It's some of the best days of my professional career are doing this thing and putting it together and immediately taking notes of the things you want to change for next year. And then, you know, getting to watch people sort of soak in everything we built. So yeah, I in the nicest way possible, I am tattooed sort of, you know, from the knees to the big toes and normally have a radio and, don't really look the cleanest of them all. So I'm really not that hard to find.
Well, I'll look for you. Mike, thanks a lot for calling in. I'm excited. You sound really excited, which is making me more excited. Maybe I'll run into you in the pit at Converge, actually. So
I won't have a radio on then, but I'll probably be there.
I hope not. That'll get broken. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. And we look forward to seeing you Memorial Day weekend over the Harvard Athletic Complex for Boston Calling number 8.
Thanks again. All the coverage is, like I said, it's been humbling, and it's really put the energy into us to provide something awesome, and we'll see you out there.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, that was Mike Snow, co-founder of Boston Calling. Like I said, Memorial Day weekend. We're going to get into some SD Knack and Al DeVino right now. This is Moguls. You're still tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah. Knack Nuggets. Super Knack Nugget, yeah. Knack Nugget, though. Al DeVino. Y'all. Yeah, shine. Manifest a classic, cryogenic chamber to freeze the rap acid. Bands in the last of the grams is in the plastic. Most of them making this often drastic. And it's taking they last and then blasted. Got it, I'm kicking this, that's safe and smoother. Making the rumors and taking the computers. Twin Rugers, a cup of cocoa for the intruders. Wisdom of Buddha, the blizzards in Bermuda. Them n****s as weak as wine coolers. I'm righteous as the ruler, the product is nothing short of Barracuda. Cigarettes are made in Cuba. Depth of this art is something to scoop em. Politic and hitting the dab and the Uber hit the jeweler. Run the game, I'm iller than Don Shula. Willing your motorcycle and holding rifles. Ghetto disciple, understand the essence of life. Like icicles and towers, that's ice. Yeah. Y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive offices hitting moguls. Letting the product circle around the globe. Y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive offices hitting moguls. Letting the product circle around the globe.
Rock cries of thousands overseas violent. Emerald green medallions, cheddar cheese palette. Remy and Hennessy fountains. Menthol smoker. Poisonous dart thrower, one of the lost soldiers. Bomb smoker, the sour D got a strong odor. Firearm holder, big camouflage sofa. Revolutionary Molotov, throw a glass of cold cognac on the coaster. Shinobi rap Mac like Goldie, stack bread till it's moldy. Backpack with gas in it. Back of the black Civic glass that got a bat twisted. Fast living, pitching product. The plugs, exotic drugs, I get a lot of love. $100,000 rugs, luxury Skyloft, hotel suites. Tell a f*** to hop in the tub, ain't nothing stopping the flood. These rappers corny, I'm providing a clear contrast, basking the glow.
Y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it mobile. Corporate executive offices hitting moguls. Letting the product circle around the globe. Y'all must have thought we just rappers, we gotta eat. So for the cash, son, we keep it moving.
Corporate executive offices hitting moguls, letting the product circle around the globe.
My check. 1212. BakariJB.com. Go get that fear and desire. Download iTunes. Shout out to J. Dilla Foundation. Hey, Miss Yancey. Hey, oh. We be up to mischief. I'm a misfit. They say my time is coming soon, but I don't see it in the distance. Struggle trying to smother me. I'm pressing just to get it off. Told you go out there and break a leg. You went and cheddar the ball. She throwing blows and I don't bob and weave. Ironically, she bobbed the weave remarkably. Scars and broken hearts tatted on her arms and sleeves. While y'all ponder my hypotheses, most of your rappers out of shape, but y'all be trying to jug with me. One day you hear, the next they desert you. Bunch of squares in your circle while I fought to be isosceles. Probably never gross enough to pay lawyer and doctor fees, but fight for freedom over beats and heal wounds that were brought to me. We'll start to know the prophecy. I don't make the profit. Always end up on top of things, though I don't know the topic. Yo, I'm a marksman, aiming for the top spot. About to kill you squares again, they chalk it out, that's hopscotch. So if you on that pedestal, you better chill or do better. Get up out my way or you could duck down.
That's goose feathers.
Cold world, I live in my own world. No gravity, I only get mad at me. I get on my own nerves, rise above my yesterdays. I woke up with a growth spread. I respect you if you never visit World Star and you don't twerk. Outside of the bedroom, I tell the atmosphere to give me headroom. And then I make Lucifer give me legroom. And wash my balls with Neptune and dry off with the Sahara. Bob your head if you dig me deep enough to bury treasure. Oh, I drop a jewel like Rose from Titanic to leave Earth before I leave the Earth is how I plan it. Prosecuting a player that got the game in the vice grip. Tell a copper, screw you, you can't detect me in the slightest. This just one of my many vices. My advice is for you to not try to Miami Vice this. You gringos is more like Kinkos. You known to copy. You looking suspect as usual. I'm Kobayashi with two chains on my neck. One's for love, one's for respect. For the continent that I'm from, please be conscious what you become. One.